Volunteers arrived at one of the many cleanup sites to pick up their free t-shirts, gloves, and trash bags. At the North Avenue East cleanup site, Milwaukee Riverkeeper officers handed volunteers a safety brochure, warm Colectivo coffee, and some small treats before heading off. The cleanup has always been scheduled around Earth Day. For the people involved in the cleanup, Earth Day shares an important meaning to each one of them. Deb Verhagen, a volunteer, celebrates Earth Day every year.
I think it's a good opportunity for the general public to become aware of the crisis that our planet is in.
Verhagen is a big advocate of the environment and believes that the community needs to get on board the eco train.
I would have thought by this time this would just be our normal culture, and I think it has. I think to a good degree it has. A lot of people are recycling, thinking about their the waste that they make and things. But on the other hand, I think our planet is even more in peril now than it was in the 70s when Earth Day started.
The One-Armed Bandits volleyball team also took the day to celebrate Earth Day, but also to give back to the community. Emily Albers knew that it was important to keep the river clean.
Well, I believe the river really is connected to the whole community, so I think that it's more than just keeping it looking nice. I think it has to do with a lot with pollution and our water resource and a lot of other aspects of, you know, Milwaukee life.
This was the whole team's first time doing the river cleanup, and for Chad Fisher, it was the perfect day to start.
I hear this is the nicest day it's been in the last 7 years they've been doing this, so it was a good time to start for me. There's a lot of trash out here, so this is my third bag. I don't know what these guys are doing, but...
He points to his fellow teammates who are continuing to pick up trash close to the river.
It's all about big ticket items, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of little stuff, too.
Back at the North Avenue cleanup site, black trash bags have been collecting and are piled up by the sidewalk. Volunteers have also been posting their findings on different social media sites for the contest that the Milwaukee River Keepers created for the event. Whoever found the weirdest piece of trash would win. The number of volunteers continues to grow each year. Brian Lambert is a Milwaukee River Keeper ambassador who worked the event.
This is one of the bigger years that's been at this site here on North Avenue in the last few years. Obviously, the weather is great and just have a great population of people in this area from Milwaukee to volunteer.
Over 70,000 pounds of trash were picked up along the river basin. To end the event, the volunteers gathered at Estabrook Park for a post-cleanup celebration with live music and food. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Rebecca Schmieder.